from inside the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. A 54-year-old woman was struck by a vehicle in the 1000 block of Hidalgo Road in Carlsbad on Tuesday and died. Carlsbad police later located the driver of the vehicle, which was parked blocks away on Hidalgo. The names of both the victim and the alleged hit-and-run driver have not been released. An investigation continues by the Eddy County Sheriff's Office into the alleged stalking of a Carlsbad woman by a New Mexico Mounted Patrol sergeant. According to the Eddy County Sheriff's Office, 35-year-old Jared Burns of Artesia had allegedly been involved in criminal activity, including aggravated stalking and theft of identity, both fourth-degree felonies. According to reports, the activity had been going on for about at least a month. According to the New Mexico Department of Health, Lee County had 14 cases of the COVID-19 reported on Thursday. Of the 12,996 tests conducted here in Lee County, 876 residents have tested positive for the coronavirus. Two Southeast New Mexico school districts have begun in-person learning for children in kindergarten through the second grade. Artesia Public Schools began their in-person learning for kindergartens through second grade on Thursday. The Hagerman School District began their in-person learning last week. The school districts are in compliance with the guidance from the New Mexico Public Education Department. The Trump Car Road Rally of southeastern New Mexico happens on Saturday, where hundreds of cars from across southeastern New Mexico will convoy all the way to Redoso. Ann Eby with the Federated Republican Women of Lincoln County tells us more.
It'll be coming all the way from like Carlsbad, Artesia, all the way up, and they'll have Roswell, Alamogordo, all the way up, and we will be the final destination.
And that final destination will be at the Cogburn Performance Horse Ranch Outdoor Arena in Alto. And that will be from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, with various speakers attending. And there will be signs posted on how to get to the Cogburn Performance Arena. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.